Welcome to the Carveraderie Podcast and the first, hopefully not last, episode. We're hoping that listeners all over town and wherever you reside can tune in and just get away from the current events, and hopefully this podcast serves as a relaxing distraction. Today's episode is sponsored by Santa Barbara FCA. Santa Barbara FCA is a nonprofit organization that focuses on the commitment to Jesus Christ through integrity, serving, teamwork, and excellence. Santa Barbara FCA sets up huddles with top high school athletes across all sports in every high school in Santa Barbara County. To learn more about ways to give and support their amazing impact on hundreds of high school students, visit their website, santabarbarafca.org. That's santabarbarafca.org. I have the distinct pleasure of talking with my longtime rival, then classmate, then friend, then finally bestie, and the 2020 Junior Carpenterian of the Year, Emily Calkins. Emily, great to have you on.
Hello, thanks for having me today, Ethan.
All right, so Emily, let's start at the beginning. When did we first meet, and do you recall that very first meeting a while back?
Well, I know we did Battle of the Books together in elementary school, and you always bring up how how competitive it was.
Yeah.
But I distinctly remember in middle school, you being such an entrepreneur and selling drinks at lunchtime.
Yeah.
And you'd come over to our table, and obviously you were a friend and you came over, but you're always trying to make that profit as well.
Yeah. So for those who don't remember Battle Books was a citywide book trivia competition between Aliso, Cantalino, and family schools. Shout out to Mrs. Soto for being the school librarian, helping coordinate it with the other school librarians. You would be tasked to read as many books off a designated list, and then the competition would take place at Aliso. Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah, You were trying to be the group with the most knowledge of the books on the list, like the authors, fun facts, stuff like that.
Yeah, and it was like you'd be random groups, you know, you'd be in groups with kids that were from other schools,
it was a really great way to get to know like new people, because you'd be grouped with different kids that you really didn't know.
And then it'd go down to like, it'd start like 10 or 12 teams, then finally the top two teams would play like on main stage. Like, no pressure at all. I'm pretty sure you beat me every single year before getting to the main stage. So I never saw the main stage. Were you on main stage? Like, do you remember getting all the way?
I never won, but I was on the main stage probably fifth grade. And, oh my goodness, it was exhilarating for such a nerd like myself.
That was so crazy. And everyone was, like, cheering. But, like, yeah, I remember that was when I first met you. I really didn't know your name because I was too shy to go ask you, because you were like the person everyone was talking about that was too good.
No.
She shouldn't be playing. She's literally beating everybody here.
No.
And that was when I knew I would lose to Emily. Did everything I did for the rest of my life. So then you mentioned kind of Carpentry Middle School. I did volunteer in the cafeteria, and it was nice. You know, I didn't get paid because I was in sixth grade, and to be paid, you had to be in eighth grade.
You worked in the cafeteria too, right?
I worked in 7th and 8th grade, but I did get paid because I was, like, old enough.
So they gave me free lunch and a drink, and I ended up just reselling my drink because I'm kind of an entrepreneur myself back then, but kind of cringy, but it worked. Let's get into kind of that Carpentry middle school life. Do you remember the arm wrestling competition with me and you and Karina? So
I remember all the shenanigans in lunch period. We were always getting up to something.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. All the guys lined up to beat me in arm wrestling, then all the girls lined up to beat me in arm wrestling. And it was truly a reality check for me that I really need to start lifting weights. You took me down pretty fast, like 10 seconds. So another L that I took from you. I don't know. You probably
college athlete.
You probably could still beat me in arm wrestle right now.
No.
I'm pretty shrimp gang right now. And then, do you remember like the friend group you were with? It was pretty fun.
Yeah, I went to Cantalino up until fifth grade, and then I finally got into family school, and so I had 1 year in family school,
yeah.
And those friends kind of came with me to Carpentry Middle School. But yeah, we were pretty rambunctious. Definitely wrote out my rebellious years in middle school.
We weren't the troublemakers, actually, and we weren't the most popular, but like we were like up there. Like,
yeah, we had fun. We didn't really care.
But you secured the big W.
Yeah, in sixth grade, I had Mr. O'Hara and Ms. Foster as teachers, and they were super great. We had different activity nights that correlated to what we were learning. Yeah. So we were doing like ancient civilizations, and then we'd have like Egyptian night, and it was like the funnest thing ever.
Yeah, in the gym, right?
Yeah, in the gym, we like learned how to make papyrus and stuff. And like along with my Percy Jackson like addiction, like it was right down my alley.
Yeah, I remember the little sausage links or something that the like the mummy process thing. Yeah, that was definitely fun, like the Greek games. I don't know, I remember
Greek,
in sixth grade.
Yeah, the Greek Olympics.
In sixth grade, I was like persuading everybody that you were bullying me. You remember that?
I know. I don't know why.
I'll justify myself here. I was just trying to get attention. I was a little clout chaser, you know? But I was jealous of what you and the big W guy, all like, oh, I wish I had a relationship like that, you know, with somebody. So that was kind of... Because you're like the expert on dating and stuff, so I completely was newbie and didn't understand. Like, it'll come around someday in the future, 5, 10 years, 20 years. But that was kind of a big motive.
Relationships are...
And then we met back up at Kate.
To laugh at. Yeah. And that was like going into Kate, like I didn't know anybody. And so when I saw your familiar face, it was such like it was so comforting to know somebody.
I remember the first few days we didn't talk too much, but then at Piles, like we had that one night where like we just caught up on everything.
Yeah. I caught you up on like what happened the 2 years you weren't at Carp Middle School. I was like, okay, here's what went down.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, I definitely need someone to talk to because I got friend zoned by this girl on a hike. It was so nice.
It was also the first week of school, so don't feel so bad about it.
Yeah, I definitely made a little too many mistakes, but that was cool. And then
continued. That's how you learn.
Yeah, you gotta fail to succeed. Don't ever give up on it. So here we go. We didn't have too many classes together until senior year, huh?
Yeah, this senior year we had Spanish together. That's the most memorable.
That was so legendary. Yeah, like we try to make the best out of the situation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, even when we were struggling, we tried to cheer each other up.
You were excelling. You were carrying me through everything, honestly.
No.
Yeah.
I was struggling.
You're like near fluent right now. Like it's incredible to see the progression you've made in Spanish, honestly. I aspire to be like you, Emily, so congratulations for beating me again at another thing.
No, stop saying that.
Here we go, Spanish, that was fun. Then also a big thing our senior year was the Junior Carpentering of the Year. Man, how was your process for that? I remember some things, but how was it?
Yeah, the interview process was definitely nerve-wracking, but I just told myself, like, I was on a talk show, so I tried not to take it too seriously and tried to make it as fun as possible, even though I was shaking. And it was really cool to, like, meet everybody in the community. I think that was my favorite part at the Chamber of Commerce dinner banquet, just... During the meet and greet, like going around and meeting like so many important, amazing people in the Carpinteria community.
Yeah, that was definitely a night. There's so many like important people there. Felt a little out of place, honestly.
Yeah.
The application, like, did you take a while on that? Because I started it the day it was due, honestly.
What?
Yeah, I didn't think I was gonna do it until my advisor convinced me, like, a couple hours before the deadline was due, and I was like,
oh my god.
Yeah. What about you? Did you start early, like, or do you do last minute like me?
I remember starting it pretty early, but senior year was so stressful for me that, I don't know, it was hard to finish. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I think I was getting it in at the last minute too, but I tried to start early, but it wasn't very successful.
What would you recommend to future applicants? Do you have any advice? You took the W, so obviously you got some great advice in you.
I would definitely say really try to show the panel, like, who you are. And, like, I know it's super, like, it's scary to be in front of, like, so many adults and try to, like, present yourself. Mm-hmm. But pretend that they're, like, new friends that you're trying to, like, say, this is who I am.
Definitely.
And this is why I should get the award.
You seem very comfortable and confident. So I would just go in there, have a good time.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't prepare that as well for it, too. Like, I could have done so many things. All right. We're going to go into a quick question and answers, icebreaker questions. So, Emily, we're at a gas station. You got some money. What snacks and drinks are you buying?
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. I have such a bad habit of spending my money on food. So, that's, like, where all my money goes. I rarely spend my money on clothes or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, I definitely, for a drink, I'd go for the yerba mate to keep me awake.
Ooh.
The flavor Enlightened Mint, that's the mint one, is the best. Get me through first period Spanish class.
Of course.
And then for a snack, I think I'd get Fanyang chips.
Oh,
like,
funny.
It's a very controversial, like, chip. It's like the ring one that's, like, really oniony.
Uh-huh.
And your breath kind of stinks after eating them, but they're so good.
They're so good. For the audience, Emily is a very successful Girl Scout. You actually won a really prestigious award, right? It was
a gold award.
That's so sick.
Yeah, it's like for Boy Scouts, it's the Eagle Award, Eagle uh-huh. Scout Award. And
yeah.
For Girl Scouts, it's called the Gold Award.
Wow, congratulations on the Gold Award. Burgers or tacos? You know, Carpinteria is all about the Mexican food, and there's also some good burger spots. So, burgers or tacos?
I definitely go with tacos. I love me some. Oh, I really like Rudy's Crispy Tacos with beef.
Ooh, Taco
Those
Tuesday.
Those are really good.
Oh,
uh huh.
So good.
Just the like the fried tortilla on the like, oh, that's so good.
Yeah, man, crispy.
When I have my cheat days, like that's where I'm headed.
For sure, awesome. Emily.
And then
if
I want a burrito, I think I'd actually take burritos over tacos usually.
Yeah, you're talking about Ray's Market, right?
I go straight to Ray's Market.
Let's
that's my
go.
Favorite place.
Okay. I'm loyal to Ronaldo's Bakery because I know the Cardenas here. They've got some good breakfast burritos that we can agree.
Mm-hmm. And what are they called? I'm blanking on it. But
tamales?
The tamales.
Yes.
Yeah, the tamales.
Oh, tamales are so good. And Emily, for our next question, we have Christina Calkins, who happens to be your mom. What has been your favorite part of growing up in a small town of Carpinteria? And what do you look forward to most about living in a big city for college?
So, growing up in a small town like Carpinteria, I really enjoyed the sense of community, like going downtown, having so many ways of getting involved, like through Girl Scouts and through the Carpinteria Community Church and other organizations. I also loved spending time with my family, and especially in the summer, there's just a really strong sense of community wherever you go, just smiling faces. And I'm heading to the East Coast, so I want to experience a big city. In a city, there's so much diversity, there's so many different types of people, and along with that, there comes, like, a bunch of different types of opportunities. I'm just super looking forward to meeting new people, trying new activities, like, cultural activities, and trying new foods. I feel like a lot of, like, activism and a lot of brilliant minds concentrated in big cities, and so I'm excited to dip my toes into city life.
Once a Carpinterian, always Carpinterian. Great answer. Well, Emily, covered a lot of good stuff, covered good ground, answered a few questions. Is there anything else that you want to mention that's going on?
I know that it's going to be a different summer, like with the pandemic and the stay-at-home orders, but I just want to encourage people to still support local. If you're ordering out or if you're getting your food delivered, that there's so many great small businesses that really need your support right now. So, yeah.
Well said, well said. From the 2020 Junior Carpenter of the Year, Emily Calkins. Emily, it's been a pleasure. We'll hope to see you and your great work and near future. Congratulations on CN Hall, and thank you again for coming on.
Huge thank you goes out to Emily for her time and always amazing spirit. You can follow Emily on Instagram at emily.emy. That's emily.emy. You can also find her on Facebook or see her around town sporting her custom-built orange Jeep. Thank you all so much for listening, and here at the Carpenterie Podcast, we are looking for any sponsors or showcases from local businesses in town. All advertisements revenue will go towards helping at-risk and underprivileged kids in the Carpenterie area. Thank you, Santa Barbara FCA, for being our first sponsor. Make sure to email ehaw@westmont.edu. That's ehaw@westmont.edu if you are interested. Have a wonderful Wednesday.